Seattle fought Amazon and Amazon won. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Seattle's housing costs and homeless population have exploded in recent years. Many in the city blame the tech industry, and Amazon in particular. Last month, the city council passed something called a head tax on big companies. It was a fee on every employee, and it would fund public housing and help the homeless. But Seattle businesses, including Amazon, pushed back hard. And this week, the city council reversed the tax. Mike Rosenberg is a reporter covering housing at the Seattle Times. We called him up for Quality Assurance, the Friday segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. I asked Mike if it was unusual for businesses to fight city policy as hard as they did.
It was. I mean, there's sort of this idea of Seattle nice, where you don't really have this so much hostility going back and forth, and particularly from Amazon, which really has been very quiet. I mean, it's hard to get them to comment even on a lot of their own plans that they have with the city. And so for them to come out at all with some sort of comment on what was going on. And then you had other companies like Starbucks and smaller companies come out and not only say things that were critical of the city council, but put that into action by launching this whole campaign.
Does that speak to the proposal itself? Like, was there something about the head tax? Was it too expensive? Or was it sort of a rebellion against the idea that business is creating these housing problems?
Yeah, I think it was sort of, you know, on one hand, it was the idea of, okay, we're job creators, we're trying to make the city a better place by adding more jobs, and you're going to tax us literally for every extra job that we create, sort of sat wrongly with businesses.
One Seattle City Council member told The Atlantic, you know, maybe Amazon could apply its knowledge of data and logistics to try to come up with like a moonshot solution to homelessness. And there is this question, like if these companies are going to come in and promise disruption of industry, might it be fair to ask them to try to disrupt homelessness or disrupt housing inequality?
That's one of these things people have talked about, and I think it's a lot more complicated than that. I don't really think it's an issue that tech can solve. I mean, it can help around the edges, but there's no magical thing that you can come up with as an algorithm to all of a sudden house these people. It really just comes down to resources.
Well, and then now you have all of these cities trying to woo Amazon's second headquarters, making a ton of concessions in the process. Do you think an incident like this, that the head tax story, could give some of those cities some pause?
I really don't think so, because the cities like Indianapolis or Columbus, when they're looking at Seattle's problems and saying, you know, I wish we could have those problems. I wish we could have home prices surge. I wish we could have all these new jobs. And it's hard for them to sort of see what Seattle's gone through, which is that it's possible to have too much of a good thing, because they have so little of it by comparison that it's hard to sort of even wrap your head around that.
You came to the Seattle Times from the San Jose Mercury News, where you covered, you know, these same kinds of housing crises and homelessness crises in the Bay Area. Do you think it's fair to, you know, blame these tech companies and these big successful companies for creating the conditions for these extreme housing shortages?
Well, I think they're a big part of the mix. I mean, it's a really complicated system that leads to these housing crises. And part of it is, you know, there's just not enough homes, and that has nothing to do with the tech companies. And you go into things like zoning and growth and things like that. But as far as the demand, I mean, it's clear if there are thousands of people moving to your city all the time with six-figure jobs, I mean, and you can't compete with that, it's unequivocal that the jobs that these companies create are what's a big part of creating these housing crises.
Mike Rosenberg is a reporter at the Seattle Times. Amazon says it does plenty for local housing nonprofits, and it did build a homeless shelter in the bottom of one of its buildings. But city officials said, minus the head tax, they don't have any new ideas for how to deal with the housing crisis. Stephanie Hughes is the producer of Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
Make Me Smart and Marketplace are built on independent nonprofit news.
Yes, they are. And we believe it's our responsibility to bring reliable, objective reporting to as many people as we can, to support informed decision making and thoughtful conversations. And we are asking you to help us do it.
We are not asking very much, by the way. For as little as $5 a month, $5 American, you can become a Marketplace investor.
And you get that cool title, Marketplace Investor. And the other payoff, of course, is that whatever you hear on the air or online or wherever you listen, you know that you are making it possible for us to reach more people in more ways with more content.
But the real payoff, and here comes the awkward segue, is that you're helping us produce journalism you can trust, and that makes us all smarter. Now is the time to do it, gang. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thanks a lot.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.